and welcome to a special edition of the Lunch Special. You won't believe who we got today, ladies and gentlemen. So without any further ado, fellas, let's just go ahead and hit him with it. Hit him right between the eyes. Play it.
Something bow, baby. Oh, nine, baby. Spring quarter, baby. Work harder, baby. Do your piece set.
Parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
A parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
A put some act into it.
Put no rep into it. Love, dub, love. Be speeding up your heartbeat. Pump a car, the act muscle, get it started. EKG is charting.
What?
QRS. Ventricles contracting, sending current through your chest. Your heart is pumping to the day you die. It just pumps a little quicker when I come by. And whether Yanks say FB or Brits say adrenaline, the same chemical to make your heartbeat begin again. Now that I mention the effects of the EpiPens, same signal that your sympathetic sending in. Blood vessels come straight, bronchioles dilated. Increase water retention, don't get dehydrated. But epinephrine keeps your pressure up. Send the dial spinning on that blood pressure cuff and improve your sight. Pupils wide tonight, getting sweaty, getting ready for that fight or flight.
Feeling even more stressed?
I am.
Activate adrenal cortex.
Cortisol into your fluid.
Fluid.
Your fluid.
Fluid.
Your fluid.
Fluid. Fluid. Parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
Parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
Put some act into it.
Put no rep into it.
Hey, yo, no rep, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, then.
If you want to be digesting or resting, what's a body gonna make? A neurotransmitter that his fans call ACH. Sympathetic system's got you ill at ease. Here's a little glimpse of parasympathetic abilities. Acetylcholine make your heart rate chill as beats. Not to mention activating gum motilities. Like peristalsis or hostrations. Cause digesting your food is all about patience. Not to say that relations are antagonistic.
It's all good in the autonomic nervous system.
Gut enzymes be secreting.
They do.
Digest the food you eatin'.
Put amylase into your fluid.
Fluid.
Your fluid.
Fluid.
Your fluid.
Fluid. Fluid. Parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
A parasympathetic, put some act into it.
Sympathetic, put no rep into it.
A put some act into it.
Put no rep into it.
No, there's no need to adjust your radio, ladies and gentlemen. Those were two rappers and also Stanford, let's just call them associates for now. One student and one course associate. Their names are Tom McFadden and Derek D. Davis. Gentlemen, welcome to KZSU.
Thanks a lot for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
And the name of your group, you got to have a name, so you named it Rhymebosomes. And did I say that right?
That's correct.
You want to go ahead and fill us in on that name?
Sure. For all you biology fans out there, there's an important protein called a ribosome, which kind of helps to translate RNA into protein. So we, since we like to do a little translation of science into rap, we decided to go with ribosomes as our name.
And that's Tom McFadden you're hearing from, and Derek D. Davis. Derek, you're a student, and Tom, you're a human biology course associate. How did you guys hook up?
Tom and I met each other at Stanford Sierra Camp, working there the summer of 2008. And I guess we just got our start there performing at the weekly staff talent show for all the Stanford alumni guests and families. So we started making songs for little kids about milkshakes or washing dishes, things to help them remember camp and have a good time.
So this is a camp that Stanford has up in the Sierras, and so folks from Stanford go volunteer there?
Yeah, more or less. It's all staffed by current Stanford students. And alumni take their whole families up there, so not only the people looking after their kids, but the people out back kind of cooking the food and washing the dishes and doing all the work that has to go on in a camp is all done by this kind of close-knit group of Stanford students.
Now, I get the feeling that there's some tongue-in-cheek involved here.
Absolutely.
That you guys don't take yourself too seriously, and you're not trying to bust out as serious rappers. But at the same time, you are producing raps, and are you performing them anywhere outside of the campus?
Let's see. I guess it's been pretty. Most of our performances have taken place on campus. I've done a couple shows in Vallejo at Hogan High School because one of my best friends is teaching AP Biology at this school in Vallejo. So we go up there probably once every couple months and do a show. And our last ever show is going to be this Friday at Hogan High School at their talent show. So you should check that out.
No, wait a minute. What do you mean your last ever show?
Our last ever show at Hogan High School, because they're closing the school. They're out of funding.
Okay, so the last school at the last show at that school.
Exactly.
Not and your last show.
It's probably my last show because I'm going to be leaving the country soon. So,
homie, please, man. Come on now.
But Derek can tell you a little bit more about some of the crazier performances we've had here.
Well, and if folks want to go to that last performance, where is Hogan High School?
Vallejo, California. I don't even know the cross streets.
So they could just Google Hogan High School and probably get the address?
I don't know if they're allowed to just roll up to campus like that, but
oh,
you can email the principal, find out.
You got fans all over. What time is it? What time are you going on?
Sometime in the evening, probably around 6 or 7. They'll get to enjoy a lot of Hogan High School's finest talent while they're at it.
Well, look, fellas, why don't we do this? Because we're going to have you rap some live. And you've also brought a song that you guys just finished yesterday. It's going to be a world premiere.
World premiere. Never before heard.
And this show has done a recent world premiere. We presented the first iPad playing Chopin by a human being. That's the director of the Stanford Laptop Orchestra. So we're going to have another world premiere today. But while we get set up for that, why don't we play another one of these beautiful raps you guys have come up with? What was that last one called?
That last one was actually one of the hardest ones to understand. It was called Put Some Ack Into It. And Ack is an abbreviation for acetylcholine, which is this important neurotransmitter that when you're resting and digesting and kind of trying to relax, you use this neurotransmitter and it tells your digestive system to kind of start digesting things and tells your heart rate to slow down. So that's what it's about.
Dudes, man, geeks can be hip.
I did the girl part in that one.
All right, That's good.
That was MK Hurlbut, who you'll hear on that new world premiere. She's a real MC.
MK Hurl?
Thank you, MK.
You can call her MK Hurl if you want.
Right, now, what's this next one coming up?
This next one is called Synaptic Cleft, and Derek has a little cameo. It also features Nick Streets and a couple other folks, and it's to the tune of Gravel Pit by Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang's definitely one of my favorite artists. And it's basically about how neurons communicate with each other.
Well, let's check it out, fellas.
I'm Bio Kids. Put your books down. Put your books down. Report to the cleft, the synaptic cleft. I be Bobby Voltage, introducing the Glutang Clan.
Check out the synaptic cleft. With thanks to vesicular trafficking, a neuronal signal can be transmitted from electrical to chemical and back again.
Hot. Enter into the lane of the nerve. With firing, a barring will occur. Follow me, neurons gotta be ready to fire at any opportunity. Dendritic input, make it hot. Sum it up in the action hill lock. The potential will rise to a constant size. Shape of action potentials ain't no surprise. Snap back to the focus of the rap. A tiny little space, aka synapse. Voltage sweeps to the end like a broom. Calcium rushes in, vesicles go boom. Exocytosis, so exciting. ACH binds, light it up like lightning. Snap fanatics gather around. Questions about the story.
Do the transmitters always excite?
Now they can be inhibitory, depending on whether do the ions. If K rushes out, positive charge gone.
Only one synapse? What if there's more?
The Halak will sum it up like I said before. The synapse is the location for neuron to neuron communication. Remember what Russ Fernall said.
The mind arises from the brain.
Now listen.
Open, close,
check out the
close,
synaptic
close,
cleft.
Close, close,
thanks
close,
to vesicular trafficking.
Ion channels.
Neuronal signal.
To the inapse is where things act like capillaries and chemicals that make you relax or collapse. The synaptic cleft has receptors that bind to the synthetic ligands given by clinics that mimic your chemical condition. That's a small problem for medicine. 100 trillion synapses, drugs screaming
medicine
for diseases. Only one part of the brain.
Well,
a pill's not a sniper, it's a hand grenade. It'll act wherever there reside defects, plus everywhere else come on side effects. Don't want to sound like a cynic, we've all got a protein they call nicotinic. It's a receptor that can't tell the difference between ACH and nicotine. Get a grip, but nicotine leads to too much binding. So ACH receptors get to hide.
neuromuscular junction. It can't quite function, cause your receptors went out to lunch. Now dopamine's on for reward prediction, but it's down regulating and you're getting addicted. Fixing to kick the habit with busted synapses. How trash.
Synaptic receptors getting abducted.
A healthy synapse ain't nothing to muck with.
I hope this rap has been instructive, cause a healthy synapse ain't nothing to muck with.
Open, open, close.
You don't have to leave.
Right here, ladies and gentlemen, Hip Hop in the Afternoon. It is the lunch special, heard every Monday from noon to one with a different Stanford personality, let's say. And today the personality is the Rhyme Bazomes. And it's, oh, let me get these mics squared away. It's Tom McFadden and Derek D. Davis. Fellas, let's make sure those mics work.
Check, check.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, they're on. They're on. Now, we've got you in our outer room where you can not have to share a mic. And we've introduced you. And I think it's time to put the rubber where the rubber meets the road. You know what I'm saying, fellas?
I hear you.
You know, you did that in the studio, and that was all good. But we got to get, you know, you got to put it down live now.
You want to hear the story, the background on this one first?
Well, yeah, why don't we?
All right, well, this one is called Regulating Genes, and I think to date it is probably one of our more successful songs by YouTube. You want to tell the story there?
Yeah, so we shot this video in March of 2009, I believe.
Oh, it's a video. And do you guys yes. post these on YouTube?
Exactly, yes. Yeah. All of them have videos up on YouTube.
Where would they find it on YouTube? Under Rhyme
You know, actually,
Bazomes?
You'd want to search under my username, which is TOMCFAD, Tom McFadden.
Okay. Oh, all one word.
Yep.
Okay. So now what's the history of this? You guys did the video and what happened?
Long story short, the video ended up in the hands of Mr. Tierney, a blog writer at the New York Times, who posted our video on the New York Times website, and then the views skyrocketed from there.
How did it end up in his hands?
He had written an article kind of about evolution songs and kind of requesting, he was soliciting other biology songs, and I happened to be reading his article. I was like, oh, I got a biology song for you that I made for my students. Are you interested? And he picked it up, and it got a lot of attention and kind of motivated us to kind of, it raised the bar a little bit in terms of our future projects.
Damn, you guys are getting famous. So, and when did you create this? How old is it?
So it's about a little over a year old.
Yep.
And it's a song about regulating genes. It's about Evo Devo, which is a kind of a trendy topic right now. It's basically pointing out that when you look at us versus a fly or another organism, a lot of our actual coding, a lot of our proteins are pretty similar, but it's the way we use them. It's the way that we regulate our genes that really, really matters.
Yep, and this is to the tune of Money Ain't a Thing by Jay-Z and Jermaine Dupri.
Okay, let's hit it.
Yeah. In the dorsal of ventral, making proteins with the top down, secreting out, regulating genes.
Here we go in the embryo, asymmetry from the egg sac, holla back, regulating genes.
Jigga, I don't like it if it ain't zinc thing or a homeodomain, yo, regulating genes.
How you tell a cell it should be in the spleen, or your lung, or your tongue, yo, you regulate its genes.
Wanna talk about development of a single cell into a gentleman? Pay attention to your head when it knocks, cause it grew there, thanks to Hox. See, we regulating genes.
So many controls when a gene is active, but I'ma just focus on transcription factors. When the ventral signal inhibits cactus,
that's what the song I call a chain reaction.
Each cell's got an identical genome, but we know the phenome and non of Devo depends on whether them genes is
expressed.
Don't be getting depressed, though it's getting
complex.
Next thing is how a cell's picking which gasket, chosen like Yogi in a picnic basket.
Proteins and DNA,
some interesting chemistry, cause they're getting jiggy with some different affinities. And if they bind, then we're looking at the next phase.
Block
or recruit the RNA polymerase. We either on or off either occasion. A regulated gene leads to differentiation.
In the ants of posterior, switching on things. Evo, Devo, regulating genes.
In that non-coded region, up or downstream, is a site where you might get to regulate a gene.
Jigger head to tail patterning is a common theme. From a fly to a guy, check it, regulating genes.
Ain't an issue in the tissue when we make it blood veins. In the Hawks fam, hot damn, regulating genes.
Wanna talk about development of a single cell into a gentleman? Pay attention to your head when it knocks, cause it grew there, thanks to Hawks. See me regulating genes.
Evo Diva when I got to thinking in, how many years evolution been tinkering? Like
1,000,000 O-dub.
No one quite knows when Hawks genes rolled up,
showed up
with their ability to regulate segmentation, whether in a mouse or an invertebrate.
I heard him say
the gap genes is turning on the peril, regulating HOX.
Gotta be careful, now when it comes to mutant Hawks, my homie got it. Gotta be careful with the genes that's homeotic. Mutate them on or off, then you in trouble. You get some strange phenotypes, including double thorax, but the most whack is the gross fact. You can grow a leg, or antenna should have grown that. Unbelievable, ain't no embellishment. Regulating genes is crucial to development. Rock on. Now do your P-set.
I do my P-set. Ready for the final. That's it.
There we go.
That's Tom McFadden and Derek D. Davis. And fellas, this is, I just had an epiphany here. So this is a teaching tool you guys have come up with, huh?
That's right. That's
how to get kids involved in science using hip-hop as a tool.
That's correct.
And is it working?
That's a good question. I definitely have thought a lot about that. And I think I'm not sure how much content makes it from one song into someone's brain, but it definitely serves to get people excited and motivated to learn on their own, which I think it's reached a pretty wide audience. So
yes, definitely. So Tom helps out with HumBio as course assistant. That's his main job, and so I know that he sends out these videos with the problem sets that pertain to each subject.
Exactly. So on a Friday night when kids are struggling to finish their homework up, they have this as kind of a little boost to make it through.
How many have you guys done?
I'd say total, between collaborations with Derek and my high school teacher, I've probably done 15 or 20 songs. Derek and I have done probably 3 or 4, really, like, or 5 major songs together that have got some attention.
And is each one a video?
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
And these are all posted on YouTube.
That's right.
Derek D. Davis and Tom McFadden, our guests for the hour, rapping and talking about biology. And why don't we take a minute? Derek, what are you studying here at Stanford?
So I'm a senior, majoring in public policy, with a concentration in education. I think that's how, Tom and I sort of meet in the middle here on using, these videos as an education tool to get kids excited about science or whatever subject. I feel like, this has universal appeal.
Very cool. And Tom, you're a human biology course associate, and you're employed. You're getting paid.
That's right.
So you're teaching, but describe that. So you're in the human biology department. Well, it's the biology department, but a course associate, what does that entail?
So yeah, it's the program in human biology, which kind of is an interdisciplinary program that touches on a lot of different departments, and they have their own core curriculum. It's this year-long program for sophomores where they have to take 5 units of hardcore biology, 5 units of social science, and the program hires recent graduates like myself to be kind of the full-time TAs who stay with the kids throughout the year, put a lot of energy into teaching like 5 different sections per week. And so, yeah, I'm basically just kind of devoted to helping sophomores in the human biology core get as much education as I can.
And you went from graduating from Stanford to going into this, but do you plan on going for post-grad studies?
Yeah, I feel very lucky because I really, really like teaching, and this has provided me with a great opportunity to teach at a really high level without yet having my PhD, but I'm kind of ready to try some other things out. My current plan is to get a master's in science communication from the University of Otago in New Zealand.
Hmm.
And then the current plan is after that to go get a PhD in like neurobiology or something so that I can continue to teach at this level.
Wow. Heady stuff from a couple of would-be rappers. No, not would-be. They are rappers. Fellas, can we get another one out of you?
That's right.
Can we get another one, I say? Can we get another
Absolutely.
One? Are we all set up with the music?
Yeah, so this next one is Oxidated or Love It / Electron to the Next One, which was also picked up by Mr. Tierney in the New York Times blog. And it's about basically how we turn food into ATP, which is the kind of key cache of our body, and it's how our cells are able to actually use energy.
Very cool. Hit.
Yeah. Let's eat a snack. Uh-huh. High schooler was confused by oxidation of food. Seemed too complex, that collar had me confused. But it's a simple concept, so now I'm in the mood for learning how I'm burning glucose as a food source.
I wanna live good so my cells take energy from the bonds and the sugar, put them into ATP. Takes 10 enzymes, takes 10 steps, winds up with 2 pyruvates, yeah, still got energy left.
So mitochondria could take them to burn it down to acetyl-CoA so Krebs gon' turn. So the energy you get from eating them blueberries is ferried to where high energy electrons are carried.
Hated to love it, I call it cysts gon' chop. Glucose down to 2-3-C blocks.
So you guys are noticing that it's actually not the instrumental, but we could, I think we should redo it with the instrumental. That's what I think. How do you feel about that?
Okay, so we got a little technical glitch.
Yeah, just wrapping up that. We were going on top of our previously recorded vocals, and we want to give you the true live experience.
Do we have the instrumental track of that?
Yeah, if you search electron instrumental, that should help you out there.
Okay,
looks like she's found it. Sorry about that, folks.
That's okay. This is radio by hand.
This is giving you a little preview of what's to come. And while it plays, I can tell you a little bit that one of the six... Oh, okay, you ready? I was just going to say that one of the things that really, I think, made this video a success is that we had the great support of a director and editor named Chris Son, who's actually a former student of mine, and did a really good job of creating this cool black and white atmosphere from the original on to the next one Jay-Z video that we recreated in our kind of Krebs cycle nerdy biology way.
Very cool. Nerds can be hip, too.
That's right.
You're proving that. Yep. Okay, let's try it again.
All right, run it back.
Yeah. Let's see the snack. Uh-huh.
High schooler was confused by oxidation of food. Seemed too complex, like collar had me confused. But it's a simple concept, so now I'm in the mood for learning how I'm burning glucose as a food source.
I want to live good so my cells take energy from the bonds and the sugar, put them into ATP. Takes 10 enzymes, takes 10 steps, winds up with 2 pyruvates, yeah, still got energy left.
So mitochondria could take them to burn it down to acetyl-CoA, so Krebs gon' turn. So the energy you get from eating them blueberries is ferried to where high energy electrons are carried.
Hated to love a glycolysis, gon' chop glucose down to 2-3-C blocks.
Go ahead, study me. I make ATP, and I'ma be on your test, so you should get to know me.
And if you got enough oxygen in stock, Krebs gon' cycle, homie, until your heart stops.
Go ahead, study me. I help make ATP by making NADH, so you should get to know me.
NADH dehydro.
In a membrane of the mitochond, using NADH from Krebs to pump protons, thanks to electrons, which we transport, and so important that we gotta switch it to the next song. Got so many ways to pump protons.
Yeah.
Choose one.
Choose one.
Now let them flow.
Hey.
And watch your ATP supply grow.
Electron to the next one, on to the next. Electron to the next one, on to the next. Electron to the next one, on to the next. Electron to the next one, on to the next.
Hold up, freeze.
Ha ha.
Somebody synthesize some ATPs.
Oxyphase is pretty complex. Students say, how come? Wasn't so many steps, inefficient outcome. If the energy from the food that you eat was burned in one big step, then you'd lose more as heat. So when those E minuses move down the chain, they make protons move across a membrane. And when the proflow gets the synthase a rumbling to make ATP,
chemiosmotic coupling. But as electrons get past the long C to help do their work, they lose a little moxie. So by the end, you're gonna need an oxy to remove the E and keep it
rolling like Yahtzee.
Thinking DNA, oxy-oxidane. Why you think they call it cellular respiration? Burning off food to make ATP stacks and oxygen present.
Electron to the next one.
Lollipops and tangerines.
Somebody synthesize some ATPs.
So all you kids thinking,
what's the point of all these crazy steps? What a mess making ATPs. Why you gotta do from glue to pyru, from coase to synthase?
Shoot, why you think we need to breathe? Well, adenosine triphosphate's beauty ain't hard to tell, helps the cell do his duty. Even Judy could judge that it's crucial to me to pump sodium to keep myosin moving,
which is to say that it's fuel for your brain or your muscles in a tussle.
Insane.
So when you think, jerk, run, ball, take a test or drop new flows, remember how you make ATP out of glucose.
Hated a love bug, I kind of since gone chop
glucose down to 2-3-C blocks.
Go ahead, study me, I make ATP. And if you eat a burrito, then you can get to know me.
And if you got an oxygen in stock, mitochondria will do oxy-5.
Go ahead, study me, I make ATP. I make a hell of a lot, so you should get to know me.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
There we go. Round two.
That's for the Krebs cycle haters out there.
Tom McFadden and Derek D. Davis, one a Stanford student, the other a course associate, and our guests for the hour. And just a little background. Tom, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Sacramento, California. Very proud of it.
And was it a pretty typical upbringing?
I don't know. It was a pretty great upbringing. I went to a public high school, made a lot of good friends. For some reason, Wu-Tang was like our role models. Somehow. I don't really know how that happened. Some older brothers influencing us somewhere down the line, but everyone kind of listened to a lot of hip hop at our high school, and it was, you know, you'd have freestyle battles in the quad, and even back then, my friend Brandon and I, the guy who I've made songs with, and he's a teacher at Vallejo, we'd be writing raps about like bacteriophages and biology and all sorts of stuff.
This started way back with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Interesting.
But never kind of as formalized as this, though.
Uh-huh. How'd you get accepted to Stanford? Did you apply to a lot of colleges and Stanford was the one? Or
I applied early to Stanford, so I found out early and didn't really have to worry about it. So I don't... different theories as to how I got in. I definitely discussed my... I actually wrote one of my essays was about kind of combining biology and the Iraq War, and talking about like my semi-permeable membranes and how I was like, it was some kind of weird emotional thing about how I wasn't like going to go get my semi-permeable membranes fully permeabilized by a war or something like that.
Yeah, you got into Stanford after the start of the second Iraq War, right?
Right.
Because you graduated in 08, got in 04?
Exactly. It's right around that time that I was writing my essays.
Yeah, and I guess there was a choice there because you could have gone in the military, right?
Yep.
Did you have friends that went?
Yeah, there was some people from my high school, definitely.
They come back?
Yep, a lot of them have. Actually, it wasn't like there was definitely a lot of recruiting, but it wasn't the primary thing that people were doing. The only kid I know was a really, really smart kid who went purely on kind of serving his country reasons, and it was all kind of baffling to us, but he made it back alive.
Good. Derek D. Davis. Derek, you hail from Colorado Springs.
Yep, I
do. Born in South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm an Air Force brat. So my dad was in the Air Force for 25 years, so we moved around a little bit.
So you saw quite a bit of the country, huh?
Well, he did most of the moving around before I was born, luckily. So I was able to spend most of my childhood in Colorado Springs.
And what was your upbringing like? Was hip-hop a big part of it?
Definitely. That's been something I've been interested in listening to for a long time. I think the first CD I ever bought was Will Smith, Big Willie Style.
All right.
That'll give you an idea where I'm coming from. Since then, I've branched out into things like, I mean, obviously Kanye West, Jay-Z.
Yeah.
And how'd you get into Stanford?
Well, like Tom, I applied early and was lucky enough to get in, and then just sort of stopped applying there.
it's a nice gig if you can get in early. You don't have to stress very much.
Yeah, it's tough though. I mean, for every one that gets in, there's probably 1,000 that tried, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's insanely competitive.
Yeah, we've had the dean of admissions on, and he explained the process, and it's wild. It's just almost like a shot in the dark.
You know, speaking of the dean of admissions, it might be worth it to tell you what we did a couple of weeks back. The dean of admissions had us, it was admit weekend, so all the kids who had got admitted were welcome to come to Stanford and kind of get a sense for the place, and they attended this big kind of thing. Yeah, Stanford Welcome Memorial Auditorium. Derek can tell you the rest.
And so the Dean of Admissions, Mr. Shaw, contacted us and wanted us to perform the song that we just performed for you live at the Stanford Welcome as an addendum to his speech.
Very so cool.
This is probably the biggest crowd we'll ever have. It's like 2,000 parents and kids all packed into Memorial Auditorium. It's pretty wild.
Did anybody get up and go, I can't believe this hip-hop. Why don't we try to get away from that?
It's true. I do have to admit, it was a very different audience than like my Vallejo High School audience that I was used to performing for.
You got to wear Kevlar when you go to Vallejo?
No.
Oh, good.
Safe.
That's just a joke, but no knock on Vallejo at all. Talking to Tom McFadden, a course associate in human biology here at Stanford, and Derek D. Davis finishing up, I guess it'll be a degree for you, right, Derek?
Yes.
In public policy?
Yep. And then I will be spending the next year working in Redwood City for an organization called All Stars Helping Kids.
You know, speak about that a little bit, because I'd never heard of that, and you mentioned that, what was it, Ronnie Lott that set it up?
Yeah.
This is a really interesting thing. Talk about that a little bit.
It's really cool. So basically, they work with a network of professional athletes to sort of facilitate donations to schools in the Bay Area, like KIPP or Eastside Prep, other schools like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was lucky enough to get a public service fellowship to work for them for the next year.
Very cool. You guys will have to come on the show on our next hour. Once you get in there, come back. And that's what we do. We do social justice work, and we like to feature a lot of that nonprofit grassroots stuff, especially when you got people with money, you know, doing important work like that, because, you know, that is where the rubber meets the road, right?
Yeah. So hopefully schools like Hogan High School won't have to run out of funding and shut down.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a horrible thing. That's a public school that they're shutting down?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a real, it's going all across the country. It's almost as if somebody's trying to shut down the public school system across the whole country. If I didn't know better, I'd think so.
Some pretty tough issues they're facing there.
Yeah, sure are. Fellas, lest we talk too much, do we have another song?
Yeah, it depends if you're ready for this world premiere or not.
Well, we could do that, but how about, why don't we do another live one while we got you guys on the mics? Let's say that world premiere for a little later in the show.
Okay. We could try to do 3.5 till infinity live if you wanted. We're missing the third member of that particular crew, but we could give it a go if you want.
Yeah, fake it.
We could do it.
Yeah. Okay. Can you find the instrumental or no? All right, you keep talking to Derek and I'll try to find it.
Okay, Derek. Derek, let's talk a little bit more about that organization you're going to be working with. What's it actually called?
All Stars Helping Kids. And so, yeah, you're right. It was founded by Ronnie Lott in 89, I believe.
And what's going to be your primary function there?
Well, I think I'm lucky enough that I'll be able to do a lot of different things as part of my fellowship. But we'll see. I think maybe contacting donors and keeping the donor database updated, and also working to help plan events. Like, I know they just hosted a charity golf tournament recently that they were able to raise over $100,000, I think.
Very cool.
Which is pretty cool.
Very cool. And we have some friends that do the Redwood City Blues Festival for the Police Athletic League. And maybe that's something we could collaborate on. Now, we'll talk about that off mic, but there's a lot of that grassroots stuff going on, especially here on the peninsula, because, there's a lot of money here, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of philanthropic people that want to do the right thing, for mm-hmm. sure. And you probably feel good about that, being able to take what you learned in school and apply it to the grassroots and help some other kids out, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a very good thing. Are we ready now?
We're ready. Let me just introduce this one. This
Please
is a
do.
Song about evolution and natural selection. So it's a nice controversial topic in some circles of the country. But I was lucky enough to get a position with a sophomore college, which is a really cool program that Stanford University has. One of the it's a program for 3 weeks. You come before your sophomore year, and you get to take one class. And this one class goes to the Galapagos Islands to study evolution.
Whoa!
So I was actually selected as a TA for that class. So this past September, I was in the Galapagos, and I worked with some students to write this song and to record this song. Brought Derek in along on the audio portion. Unfortunately, he couldn't come along, but we shot a video, and it's pretty cool.
Wow, very cool, Tom McFadden. Well, why don't we do it then?
Let's do it.
the mighty, mighty Rhymazones right here. Let's do this. There's this little theory, some people fear it, but if you wanna know the history of life, you gotta hear it. And if you're feeling leery, then stop and hear me. And what better place to start than with Charles Darwin?
Dang.
That's the fattest book I ever seen. The origin of species got me feeling like I'm fiending for some reading. On the set with modification, so many barnacles, so much variation.
He got inspired by some finches, not to mention Thomas Malthus and the struggle for existence. Think about it, if there were hella elephants growing exponentially with none remaining celibate, we'd all be swimming in elephantal juice.
So what decides who survives and reproduces?
Diverse competitors, environment conditions. Plus remember what CD learned from fidgeting with pigeons.
Selecting the traits and mating them. He can shape some pretty wild traits as if correcting them.
And if man can do it, then why not natural forces?
Diversity, heredity, plus struggle for resources. Combined together, weeding out the mocking birds. Whose lack of fitness leads to lack of offspring.
The successful lineage is free to grow. It's evolution and it started 3.5 billion years ago.
This is how life builds from 3.5 till.
This is how life builds from 3.5.
This is how I build from 3.5 till.
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 So, evidence makes make sense, but this is science, so where's your evidence? Well, life makes colossal moves, that's what fossils prove, and Archaeopteryx should really jostle you.
Plus, take a look at deoxyribo, nucleic acid in every cell that
DNA.
I know. The basic building blocks of life in me, in your mama, in a llama, and in boobies. Plus in newts, fleas, and protists. And comparing embryos and vertebrates should help you notice.
You know this, so let's hit Galapagos, where we drop and flows while lava goes stop and pose.
Galapagos, it's evolution in the flesh.
Few millimeters might mean life or death. Speciation got me feeling psychotic. Got 20 fin shrimps and they all freeze. I got a cooler pouch to fire a cryo's female desire. A sexually selected trait that males acquire. An extraordinary adaptation, a freaking prerequisite for copulation.
Amazing, the way that life keeps living. But the truth is, with humans, that's not always a given. So best for sure, some respect for life, lest ya
forget we all share a common ancestor. This is how life builds from 3.5 till.
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 This is how life builds
from 3.5 till.
Shout out to Tajay.
Yeah, Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. Tajay Massey graduated Stanford, class of 90 something.
Yeah.
Originators of this song, Bay Area hip hop. A lot of love for the Hieroglyphics, Souls of Mischief, all these folks.
Derek D. Davis and Tom McFadden. Giving the shout outs, laying it down.
Yeah, that shout out was a special one because so that was the original song. The beat that we used was from a song called From 93 Till Infinity, whereas we were talking about from 3.5 billion years ago till infinity, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the 93 Till Infinity was written by Souls of Mischief, four Bay Area hip hop artists, one of whom, Tajay Massey, actually went to Stanford himself.
Hmm.
So it's kind of, it was written in 93, so a lot of my students probably hadn't heard of it, but I felt like with the Stanford connection, how much I love that particular group, it was worth it to go for that song.
So you were hip to them back in 93 when they busted out?
I was 6 years old in 93.
Maybe
so.
Not 93, but it's a classic hip-hop
yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's one of the best hip-hop songs and hip-hop groups of all time, so
really?
If you know about it, you know about it, yeah.
And are they still together?
Yeah, they have a great new album out called Montezuma's Revenge.
Really?
They're still touring. Yeah.
And you know Taj Massey?
I think I've technically shaken his hand once. He comes to Stanford every now and then and gives a talk or something like that. But
I wonder if he's heard your guys' stuff.
I don't know. I think someone posted our video on his Facebook wall and he gave it a thumbs up. So I was happy to see that.
Very cool.
The approval.
Tom McFadden and Derek D. Davis, the guests for the hour. And fellas, talk about life here at Stanford. How did it affect you guys? Coming from, you know, pretty humble upbringings, just middle America.
I mean, it's been amazing. I think coming from Colorado Springs, it's probably not the most diverse place, although it was a great place to grow up. I think I've been shocked by the diversity here, and just the people have been amazing. Everyone is so talented, and I think that's why we're able to throw together videos like this, and that if we need someone to do video production for us, we know about five friends that can do that. Or if we want someone who can sing or who can also help us rapping on a track, someone's there to help us do that. So it's not just book smarts. Stanford really is a melting pot for amazing people, and we've had a great time, I think.
Yeah, these projects have been really, really great in terms of the people we've been able to collaborate with, and kind of, like you said, tapping into the people as resources here that really are so talented and so capable. I think that's what most people say about their Stanford experience, is that, yeah, the classes are good and all this, but the people you meet are just out of this world in terms of, you know, their talents and abilities and conversations you have with them and friendships you make. And I think we both have definitely had that experience.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, just with your finger on the pulse, how are the Stanford students reacting to just current events, you know, across the board, you know, stuff like the war, the economy, the environment, stuff like that? Are they engaged? Are they involved? Do they care?
I don't know. When I talk to my parents about these type of things, there's this kind of unconscious feeling that we recently actually discussed, that there are some just insane problems out there in this world caused basically by their generation.
Yeah.
And our generation amazingly seems pretty hopeful about a lot of things, and just especially on this campus, it's such an active place in terms of the community service organizations and international health and domestic things, and so many people. It's just part of the culture to be really, really motivated to make the world a better place. And I end up kind of going back and forth between being depressed by what's going on in the world, but being really, really hopeful by my peers and the current generation.
D, what about you?
Definitely. Well, I would say that's definitely true. But I've noticed that a lot of these issues are definitely like hitting home personally with students, especially the economy. I know a lot of friends that are still trying to lock down jobs for next year, and I know it's been really tough out there for even Stanford grads to find employment. So it's definitely times are hard. But I think that Tom is right. There's this sort of feeling of I don't know. I guess like Tom would say, feeling of hope. There's a sense of resiliency that things will work out.
Hmm. And yeah. God, what can I say about that? It's great to meet you guys. This is a real breath of fresh air, because down here at the station we get students here, but you know, not an overwhelming a lot. You know, and there's a problem with students listening to the station because they're just so busy. You know, they love us. They always vote for us. And we love the students. We wish more would come down and participate. And sometimes we find out that students aren't even aware of the radio station. And then that's our bad, because we're really supposed to be the ones making everybody aware of it. And then they say, well, if you podcast, we could all listen to it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Which is another deal altogether. But before we do that world premiere, fellas, I'm going to just go ahead and wring this towel out as hard as I can, try to squeeze every drop. Do we have another one from you guys while we got you live in the studio? Come on now.
And we would have to maybe dip back into some, like, our beginnings.
Hey, at Stanford, man, you got to raise the bar, baby.
I don't need to tell me when to throw. All right, I'm going to go try to find that instrumental real quick.
They're going to try to find an instrumental. I want to let you know. D, why don't you set this up?
Yeah, so this song is called "Tell Me When to Throw." It's our take on E40's "Tell Me When to Go." That's another
Who is from Vallejo?
Yes, another Bay Area classic hip hop song. And this song is actually about washing dishes at camp. I guess we made reference to it earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so when we had to wash dishes at camp, they have a big machine called a Hobart. And the way it works is you have two people working, and one person who rinses the dishes off first and then puts them in the machine, and the other person who catches them when they come out and puts them away in the dining room. And so the person who puts the dishes in the machine is called the thrower. So they throw the dishes. And so that's where the title comes from. Tell me when to throw.
All right, and I got to admit that this is going to be a tough one for my brain to do, because my teacher friend and I in Vallejo have also made a song to this that is about biology. So I have one side of my head memorizing the verses about washing dishes, one side in the head about biology. We'll see what happens when it comes out.
Always love a challenge, right?
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah, putting us on the spot.
Here it is. The Rhyme Bosomes.
Help me out if I get it.
Oh.
Going out to SSC 2008.
Tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, 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 mung.
Tell me when to throw.
Tell me when to throw.
Tell me when to throw.
Mung, 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 mung.
Dave Bennett made biz, so make him. I ain't named Biff, but I'm planning on rowing some. Imagine all the yahoos throwing mung, dancing on top of fun yaks, splashing everyone.
Mung, mung.
Deep mountain, talking on my walkie on the way to the fountain.
Fountain.
My second or third trip, got some Hershey's, some Starburst, and some Blue Fun Dip. Plus I eat mint chip just to ease my thoughts. It's not just the bears, the crawdads you gotta watch.
Ooh, the moon is full, so is my camelback. I'm hiking up this mountain trying to see the sunrise.
Talak.
This ain't Lair of the Bear when they throwing down all of their food.
Sugar-coated and watered down.
This is Stanford, we laughing and having fun.
It's the place all of us be getting degrees from.
Tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, 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 mung.
Tell me when to throw.
Tell me when to throw.
Tell me when to throw.
Mung, 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 mung. I'm off that lemonade and orange juice on the fountain deck made by my man Bruce. King of the double.
Double, 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 double.
Tom, he's my daughter.
Da 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 da.
From the point to Covey. Put us in the back of the kitchen every day.
Hey, Tone.
Cause I'm a Hobart fiend. I see nothing but pots and pans in my dreams.
I move fast when you pass me the cup racks. Scrub this, rinse that on the plate stacks. I'm done with the knives. Where the fork's at? It's clean, it's clean. Take it all back. You might think that this job is lame. But we in the back singing Lion King. Soaking wet, head to toe. Yada, this clean. Jump in the lake, yo.
Tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, 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 mung. Tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, 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 mung. Okay, so this is the audience participation part.
Yep.
When I say something, you're gonna say right back at me.
You smell me?
All right. We're gonna do it like this. Power bust the tubs.
Power bust the tubs.
Power bust the tubs.
Power bust the tubs.
Now scrape.
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 Put your latex gloves on.
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 Now eat fun. Dip. Dip.
Now eat fun. Dip. Dip.
Germs is dead.
Germs is dead.
Germs is dead.
Germs is dead.
Let me see you clean the grill.
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 Now rinse.
Plates.
Rinse.
Plates.
Rinse.
Plates.
Rinse.
Plates.
Bowl soaking, man.
Bowl soaking, man.
Bowl soaking, man.
Bowl soaking, man.
Now Hobart's clean.
Hobart's clean.
Yeah, Hobart's clean.
Hobart's clean.
Madodo. Thomung. Mung. Madodo. Thomung. Ooh, tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, 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 mung. Tell me when to throw.
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 Mung, mung.
Through, but we made it.
SSC 2008.
That's right. Hobart washing dishes, throwing mung.
So that was one of the very first songs we ever made together. So I'm amazed we still remember it.
Yeah, we conjured it up. We raised the bar. We challenged you guys, and you pulled it out. That's Derek D. Davis and Tom McFadden, two Stanford rappers, a course associate, and a graduating senior. And you're out of Derek D. You're out of here. Next month?
Yeah, I guess it's 4 weeks now.
You going to miss it?
Oh, I think it's going to be hard to find a place like Stanford.
I hear you. And just in case people want to see this, or even if they can get in, I'm not sure. But the last performance at Hogan High will be, is it this Friday or Saturday?
Is this Friday evening at their talent show? I have no idea when we're going to be specifically coming on, but sometime around there.
At Hogan High in Vallejo. You can just Google that. This Friday evening. So if you want to see these two rappers. Now, you guys planning on doing anything at Stanford before you leave? Before the school's out?
Let's see. In terms of live shows, I can't think of anything. But this,
we may. Yeah, you never know.
You let us know if you want us to come perform at something. We'll spread the biology love. But what we're most excited about is we got one last kind of big production with a big video and a song. I was lucky enough that I'm actually, in addition to my CA position, I'm TAing one of Robert Sapolsky's classes called Human Behavioral Biology. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most popular classes on campus, 600 people in it. And the whole class is kind of teaching about how biology relates to human behavior. And one of the big, big things and one of the big themes of the class is stress. So he's written this book called Why Zebras Don't Get Ulcers. And it's a great popular science book. I really highly recommend it. My kind of one big project for the quarter has been putting together this song.
Hmm.
And
obviously it's about stress.
It's about stress. If I could summarize it in like one sentence, it would be, your stress response can help you in the short term, but if you are constantly stressed and chronically stressed, it can really, really have some damaging effects.
Yes, and we even got a cameo from Professor Sapolsky in the song.
Yep, you'll hear him on the track. You'll hear MK Hurlbutt back from the very first song we played for you, put some ack into it. You'll hear Shadi Bushra, who's one of my current students. So we got a lot of people on this track.
And this will probably be our last song going out, fellas. How do you guys plan on taking what you've learned at Stanford and changing the world?
Let's see. I'm going to start with trying to change New Zealand. I'm heading there for my master's in science communication, and I'm going to try to do some really kind of relevant science communication projects using my experience in video and internet and music to kind of help spread. I know that most of my songs have been at a pretty high college level. I'm going to try to kind of create some more things and more projects that are more accessible to just the whole general public.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Derek D. Davis, how are you going to change the world? What you learned here at Stanford?
Well, I think I'm going to take this public policy degree and then hopefully attend law school in the near future, on my way to maybe a career in public interest law or city planning or something in local government. So I think there are a lot of things that I could do there to make the world a better place.
Very cool. You guys hopeful about the future?
Definitely.
Yeah.
You better be, because
we'll bounce back.
Yep, we'll bounce back.
Now, if folks want to get a hold of you guys, can they do it collectively, individually, or the Rhymebazomes? Does the Rhymebazomes have a website?
We don't have a website yet. We're real busy, but we do have the YouTube site. So I definitely recommend checking out our YouTube site first. First off, it's youtube.com/TomMcFad with only one M. So that's TOMCFAD. And you can get a hold of me via that website. Send me a message. And I'll get back to you.
D, what about you? If folks want to get a hold of you?
Derek D at Stanford.edu. DerickD@Stanford.edu.
Very cool. Now, what's the name of the song we're going out with? And this is a world premiere, by the way. You just finished this yesterday?
I just finished it this morning.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, it's so new, it doesn't even have a name.
Well, name it now.
All right. What would you call it? The original is called Hey Ma.
How about Hey Pa?
Hey Zebra.
It's Hey Zebra. Yeah, I like that. Hey Zebra.
Hey Zebra?
I guess so.
Okay, it's a world premiere of Hey Zebra. Fellas, I want to thank you for coming in. And come back before you leave, okay?
Yeah, we had a great time.
Thank you, man.
Hey moms,
what's up?
Getting chased
by whom?
Lions,
sharks, and stress might save a life.
But now,
what now?
Having a cow,
how come?
This book,
humans get stressed by the mind.
Stress again,
okay,
every day.
Go don't say.
Type A.
Chronic stress might end your life.
Heart attacks.
And black.
Can't sleep.
Count sheep.
Count stacks. So don't get stressed later.
I even waited one night. I didn't feel no stress. Just started flexing my cerebral cortex. Like, how am I gonna see Rolex? What happened? We know next. My blood pumping started thumping and I felt more stress.
Remember what cell you're studying the stress response show. It's the same whether you're hot, cold, distraught over that new watch you're getting caught by gatos. Or with the girl flirting nerves urging you to drop home.
In all the above cases, two things going on. Brain to adrenal glands start leaking that hormone. Peripheral nervous system up your sympathetic tone. Stress response knocking down every single cell he's done.
Screaming.
It's an emergency. Mobilize the blood sugar. Wait, this girl's flirting. See no time to digest burgers.
Shut down growth. Up your blood pressure. No long-term project. Just short-term pleasure. Loosely defined as surviving that line of getting riled by the lady friend with whom you've been trying. Hey, ma.
What's up?
Getting chased.
By whom?
Lying.
Short of chest
might save your life. But now?
What now?
Having a cow.
How come?
This class.
Humans get stressed by their mind.
Stressed again.
Okay.
Every day.
Don't say.
Type A.
Chronic stress might end your life.
Heart attack.
And black.
Can't sleep.
Count sheep.
Count sacks. So don't get stressed.
Now that we see short-term stress and its cause and effects. What'll happen if you're chronically stressed? Get metabolically tested. Blood sugar levels all looking mess. And immune system falling. Suppressed, plus you offer the sex. And with your heartbeat constantly racing, you and your doctor opposites in terms of not having patience.
Your stress system evolved for savannas, not for mortgages, orange alerts, or Hannah Montanas. Know that exam for class, you got a cram to pass. So stressed that your stomach's full of cramps and gas. Forgot where your hippocampus at. Couldn't find it even if you had a campus map.
How to avoid this? You gotta be flexible. Know when to fold them and when to eat your vegetables. Swaps of Big Macs just provide knickknacks like art up on the artery walls.
Big plaques. Most important, a strong social network turns a baboon. Somebody to groom you when you get hurt. But some you stress relief that's not so chivalrous. Instead of getting ulcers themselves, they're giving.
And when those jerks do well, it gets me stressed as hell. Gotta call Sapolsky on my cell. Yo, Sapolsky.
Hello.
I'm out to blow.
Great slow.
I'm out of whack.
Relax.
And that advice might save your life.
Hey, mom.
What's up?
Getting chased.
By whom?
Lying.
Short stress might save your life.
But now?
What now?
Having a cow.
How come?
This song.
Humans get stressed by their mind.
Stressed again.
Okay.
Every day.
Don't say.
Type A.
Chronic stress might end your life.
Heart attacks.
And plaques.
Can't sleep.
Count sheep.
Count stacks.
So don't get stressed late at night.